Athens Bible School is accredited by Advanced Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. Right now, I have on the line with me assistant principal at Crestline Elementary School in Hartsville, Alabama, Mr. Jonathan Bragwell. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Jonathan.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for having me.
You posted a little bit earlier a picture of some signs that were recognizing the seniors of 2020 Hartsville High School. Tell us about that special effort and those who took part in putting these signs out to recognize these seniors.
So this morning, I didn't even know about it until today, and so we were trying to keep it a surprise, apparently, because I didn't even know about it. But we were making our lunches for Monday's pickup that our school system's been doing for those families that are in need of feeding their children, and so that's going to be happening Monday. And then superintendent, after we were done, she said, okay, I need something else that y'all can help me. We got all these signs, these yard signs for these seniors. And who can help deliver them? And several hands went up. It was a crowd of principals, assistant principals, central office personnel from our school system. So there were about 20 of us that just scattered all through the city and even beyond, because we have some out of district students, that we started taking these signs, had the list, and just kind of everybody took a sheet and just started going all over the place, delivering these yard signs and put them in people's yards.
So the signs are out now, and there are seniors and their families who now know of this special gesture that's been made for the seniors in Hartsville City Schools, Hartsville High School.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dr. Dee Dee Jones was wanting to do something to let them know that we love them, because so much has been taken away from them. You know, these traditional things that happen in spring, you got all the spring sports. Our band students, our chorus students, our drama students had productions coming up that have been canceled. And, you know, proms and just things like that that are so special to their senior year. And it's just gone all of a sudden. One thing that Dr. Jones has said, and she's going to try to figure this out and with the team, is figure out some way, somehow, at some point, to have graduation. Obviously, it's not going to be when it's scheduled in late May. The earliest, according to the State Department of Education, that we could do it is June the 5th, but have no idea and still thinking about plans for that and how that will be done. We really want that to be done, you know, in the traditional way and be able to gather, but we just don't know at this point. So, but for the time being, just let those seniors know that we are thinking about them and we care about them, and just that we want to make sure that they know that Hartsville City Schools and Hartsville High School, where they're graduating from, they're loved and they're being thought of, because if this goes like we're expecting to go, we're expecting to hopefully start school back in the traditional sense in the fall. But those students, they'll be gone. They'll be gone to college, or they'll be gone to other, to the workforce or whatever. But we just wanted to make sure that they realize that we're still engaged. We're still thinking about them and during this tough time for them.
Well, these certainly are remarkable times, Jonathan, where people of all ages, all walks of life are affected. We do our best to try not to forget about any part of our community, and that includes students and especially the seniors who had plans to do things before the school was over, teachers who had plans to do things with the seniors before school was over, sports that were completely canceled. A lot of opportunities have been missed, but as you're saying, there are ways that we can recognize these students and encourage these students. What we hope is that they are inspired as they move forward, and the challenge that they're facing right now will make a positive difference in their life, and they'll not let it bring them down, but help build them up and make them stronger people in our communities.
Absolutely. And there's different ideas, and other school systems are doing very similar things. I've already heard that another school system's plan to do the same thing next week. And so there's all kind of videos there that I'm seeing posted out there. I've seen a high school over in Lawrence County that had all their teachers with a video of their sign saying, "Hey, you know, seniors, we love you," and all. So, and just all kind of things that are going on just to let the students know. And as an educator, it's a very emotional time, because usually we have those traditions of, you know, being able to say goodbye at the end of the school year and get a hug or whatever. That didn't happen this year. And so this is a very emotional time, because the connection that we make with our students, we're figuring out ways to let them know that we still love them, we still care about them, and we still are rooting for them and want them to be successful and want them to do well in life.
And some people may wonder how an assistant principal at Crestline Elementary School is connected to seniors in high school, but you were at F.E. Burleson and the voice of the Tigers. So every week you're talking about these seniors through football season, and you're connected through basketball. And so you have a unique connection with the class of 2020.
Yeah, I do the basketball public address announcing, the football as well. So, and of course I had these students. In fact, this class was my last fifth grade class at F.E. Burleson Elementary before I made the move to Hartsville Intermediate School when we reconfigured our schools. And then now, of course, I'm the assistant principal at Crestline Elementary. So this was, like I said, this is a special group to me, because it was my last group of kids at Burleson Elementary. And so I got to deliver a couple of those signs of students that I had, but and also other students that I know as well. And some students I don't know. I didn't recognize their name, but I had my list, and I went through and I delivered probably around 20 signs myself. And then, of course, our other administrators had about the same load as well.
We've been talking to Jonathan Bragwell. He's assistant principal at Crestline Elementary School, former teacher at F.E. Burleson, as well as Hartsville Intermediate School, and the voice of the Tigers for Hartsville, Alabama. And we appreciate him sharing about the signs that they have placed in the yards of seniors, class of 2020, Hartsville High School. Thank you, Jonathan, for joining me today.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it very much.
If you can find a way to encourage your students, find a way to do it. I know there are things out there. This is a great example. If you want to get some signs made, it doesn't take a lot of effort to do that. Send some folks out there. Let the kids know that you appreciate them, that you recognize them as seniors this year. Consider what Hartsville City School System has done. Consider other school systems and what they have done to recognize seniors, and find what fits for you. Let's recognize these seniors, the class of 2020, together, and let them know that we care. We appreciate Jonathan Bragwell joining me here on the Mark White Show today, another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I am your host, Mark White.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256 256- 952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
Journey home. Spread a little love before your chance is gone. We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.